It was free time of the evening after their fourth battle. Most of the others were trying to keep up with their classwork. The battles were really taking it out of them, especially because they could all see that they needed to practice hard to stay ahead. Bean, though, coasted through classwork like always, and when Nikolai told him he didn't need any more damned help with his assignments, Bean decided that he should take a walk. Passing Wiggins' quarters, a space even smaller than the cramped quarters the teachers had, just space for a bunk, one chair, and a tiny table, Bean was tempted to knock on the door and sit down and have it out with Wiggin once and for all. Then common sense prevailed over frustration and vanity, and Bean wandered until he came to the arcade. It wasn't as full as it used to be. Bean figured that was because everyone was holding extra practices now, trying to implement whatever they thought it was Wiggin was doing before they actually had to face him in battle. Still, a few were still willing to fiddle with the controllers and make things move on screens or in holodisplays. Bean found a flat-screen game that had, as its hero, a mouse. No one was using it, so Bean started maneuvering it through a maze. Quickly, the maze gave way to the wall spaces and crawl spaces of an old house, with traps set here and there, easy stuff. Cats chased him. Ho-hum. He jumped up onto a table and found himself face to face with a giant. A giant who offered him a drink. This was the fantasy game. This was the psychological game that everybody else played on their desks all the time. No wonder no one was playing it here. They all recognized it, and that wasn't the game they came here to play. Bean was well aware that he was the only kid in the school who had never played the fantasy game. They had tricked him into playing this once, but he doubted that anything important could be learned from what he had done so far. So screw him. They could trick him into playing up to a point, but he didn't have to go further. Except that the giant's face had changed. It was a shield. Bean stood there in shock for a moment. Frozen. Frightened. How did they know? Why did they do it? To put him face to face with a shield, by surprise like that? Those bastards. He walked away from the game. Moments later, he turned around and came back. The giant was no longer on the screen. The mouse was running around again, trying to get out of the maze. No, I won't play. A shield is far away, and he does not have the power to hurt me. Or poke either, not anymore. I don't have to think about him, and I sure as hell don't have to drink anything he offers me. Bean walked away again, and this time did not come back. He found himself down by the mess. It had just closed, but Bean had nothing better to do, so he sat down in the corridor beside the mess hall door and rested his forehead on his knees and thought about Rotterdam and sitting on top of a garbage can, watching Poke working with her crew and how she was the most decent crew boss he'd seen. The way she listened to the little kids and gave them a fair share and kept them alive, even if it meant not eating so much herself. And that's why he chose her, because she had mercy. Mercy enough that she just might listen to a child. Her mercy killed her. I killed her when I chose her. There better be a God, so he can damn a shield to hell forever. Someone kicked at his foot. Go away, said Bean. I'm not bothering you. Whoever it was kicked again, knocking Bean's feet out from under him. With his hands, he caught himself from falling over. He looked up. Bonzo Madrid loomed over him. I understand you're the littlest dingleberry clinging to the butt hairs of Dragon Army, said Bonzo. He had three other guys with him. Big guys. They all had bully faces. Hi, Bonzo. We need to talk, pinprick. What is this, espionage? Asked Bean. You're not supposed to talk to soldiers in other armies. I don't need espionage to find out how to beat Dragon Army, said Bonzo. So you're just looking for the littlest dragon soldiers wherever you can find them, and then you'll push them around a little till they cry? Bonzo's face showed his anger. Not that it didn't always show anger. Are you begging to eat out of your own asshole, pinprick? Bean didn't like bullies right now. and since at the moment he felt guilty of murdering Polk, he didn't really care if Bonzo Madrid ended up being the one to administer the death penalty. It was time to speak his mind.